Praised be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Joseph the Worker. Once again, we're reminded of the dignity of work and the example Saint Joseph gave to his son, and also the example which God puts before all of us to be able to see that we need to work. Even in this morning's first reading, God himself worked. We see him performing the works of creation. And, you know, there are, of course, different types of work. There are those who do physical labor. There are those who are involved in intellectual work. There is the apostolic work of priest and religious, and also those called to the single life. And of course, the a very important work of being a parent, of being able to raise children and provide for them, care for them, and make them saints. It was on May 1st, 1955, that Pope Pius XII granted a public audience to the Catholic Association of Italian Workers, whose members had gathered in St. Peter's Square to celebrate the 10th anniversary of their society. They were solemnly renewing in common their promise of loyalty to the social teachings of the Church. And it was on that day that the Pope instituted the liturgical feast of May 1st in honor of Saint Joseph the Worker. And he assured his audience and the working people of the world in these words: "You have beside you a shepherd, a defender, and a father in Saint Joseph the Carpenter, whom God in his providence chose to be the virginal father of Jesus and the head of the Holy Family. He is silent, but has excellent hearing. And his intercession is very powerful over the Sacred Heart of our Savior. Today, as we look to Saint Joseph, we have the ultimate model for those who must go to a job and work. You know, we have the ultimate model of the work of a father. And because of that, we also see the ultimate model of a mother, because Our Lady didn't have to go out to a job. Sure, you know, they lived in poverty, yet they survived. You know, Our Lady didn't go out and try to find a job to make more money in order to make things easier. She knew that the most important work was to raise her son. And Saint Joseph supported that entirely. While they didn't have much, you know, they had enough. They trusted in God, you know, that he would provide. That's the dignity we look at today, the dignity of the family, the dignity of work. And we can conclude, you know, from the role for which Saint Joseph was chosen and named by Almighty God, that he was a man of tried virtue and holiness. No other mortal man would ever hold a higher office. You know, Saint Joseph surpassed all the saints of the old law and sanctity. You know, in him, the virtue of his ancestors reached its culmination and perfection. You know, like Abraham, he was a man of faith and obedience. And like Isaac, a man of prayer and vision. And like Jacob, he was patient and self-sacrificing. And like Joseph of Egypt, his chastity was inviolable. Like David, you know, of whom he was a direct descendant, he is a royal intercessor, according to the heart of God. You know, ite ad Yosef, go to Joseph. You know, it was to Joseph, the Pharaoh, told the needy to go for assistance, to receive the grain that would save their lives. And to the new Joseph, the just man, you know, to whom the Son of God himself was subject as to a father, you know, all Christians can go with confidence. And he's going to point the way to the heavenly grain, you know, the bread of eternal life. And Saint Joseph will see to all our spiritual and temporal needs with that paternal goodness of his, you know, as long as we have recourse to him.